Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Sai. How can I help you?
Yes, I'm calling about a transaction that took place on my debit card that I've been told may be suspicious. So I'm calling the company that the order was with to find out if what it was that I might have ordered, to see if it was or it wasn't suspicious.
Okay, one moment. And can I have your zip code?
12009.
And can I have your first and last name?
Charles Eson. E-S-O-N. Did I just talk to you?
Yes, sir. I was just about to say that. You did. I just...
But this is a different company, according to the record.
No, sir. It's still pulling up for the same thing in regards to the mini pods and the smartwatch.
Well, I have two charges of the same amount on my account.
Okay, so the charge for the mini pods, that was $59.95. That was for the mini pods.
Yes.
And then there was an attempt for the smartwatch, but that charge didn't go through. But the original purchase was for the mini pods and the smartwatch and the one-year warranty.
Well, why do I have two charges with different company names for the same amount on my credit card account?
Okay, so both of the smartwatch and the iPod is on this account. I'm not understanding. They're both on this same account.
Well, hold on a second. The two companies are a Lifestyle. Hold on. What's the two company name? Sharp Lifestyle Goods. Best Living Solutions. Those two company names.
Okay, so the
I'm calling two different telephone numbers to find out from these two different companies why there were charges exactly the same amount on my credit card. Now, I found out that one of them is okay, and that was the Living Solutions one.
For the mini pod.
That's for the mini pod and earplugs or earpods, right? Hello?
Yes.
You told me when I called you a few minutes ago that was what that charge was for.
Yes, you were charged for the mini pods, but I also said
now,
that there was a smartwatch and a mini pods with a one-year warranty, and you was only charged for the mini pods.
I'm not sure I understand what happened then. You'll have to explain it to me.
Okay, so
the
$59.95
from Living Solutions, which is a separate company, or correct?
Okay, so there may be two different companies that issue out the smartwatch and the mini pods, but on the order, they're both on the same ticket, the mini pods and the smartwatch.
They're both on one ticket.
They're both on the same order. When you place the order on 5/26 of 21, it was $26.85, and that was for shipping and handling for the mini pods and the smartwatch along with the 1 year warranty.
$26.85. No, it was $56.56. What was the amount? $59.95. Oh. Okay. Oh, okay. Well, I didn't understand the record there that one was rejected. Okay. So only one went through.
Yes, that's what I said.
Okay.
That you were only charged for the mini pod.
Did you guys there reject the second thing?
No, sir. We don't have any control over.
My bank rejected it. My bank rejected it because they thought it was suspicious. The second one, the Live Lifestyle one.
Ma'am?
Sir?
Yeah, what I'm being told is that the second transaction has been rejected by my bank.
Okay, that's why I stated that you only charge for the mini pods.
Right, but they did it, not you.
No, sir, we don't have any control over rejections or of payments, things like that, that comes from
the bank. I thought you said you found out that it was an improper charge.
No, you were just charged for the mini pods.
I'm not sure I understand. Right now, my bank is suspending my credit card because I came into them to ask them about the charges that were being shown as being suspicious. I'm finding out now that one of them is okay, but the other one, which was rejected, wasn't, and that's why my card is being suspended.
Okay, that was for the smartwatch. And when you originally ordered the smartwatch and the mini pods together with the one you ordered, but the only charge that actually went through was for the mini pods. That was for $59.95.
Okay. So what? I'm not sure what's happening here.
Okay, so it still was an attempt to bill for the smartwatch.
There's still what?
Okay, so when you originally ordered the mini pods and the smartwatch and the 1-year warranty, okay, so after the 14-day trial period, then you were charged for the mini pods, and it was charge for the smartwatch. Those two were in the same order.
Yes.
Okay, so the mini pods, that was for the $59.95. But those two orders were together, so it was an attempt to bill for the smartwatch as well. But we don't decline.
The attempt to bill for it was rejected by my bank.
If that's what you're saying, sir, yes.
Yes. So what does that mean for me? That I have to return it because it's not really something that I should have?
Okay, well, the charges are valid, sir. This is something that you ordered.
Wait a minute. Hold on a second. I was supposed to be charged once for one thing out of two that they say I ordered.
Well, it's showing the mini pods and the smartwatch together on the first original order on 5/26 of 21, along with the 1-year warranty.
Let me have you talk to the bank person here that maybe that can understand what's going on here. Hold on. Yeah, here's the bank person. All right, wait a minute. Yes. The others. So whatever needs after this meeting that we're having, well. But you reject the bank rejected the second one. Yeah, and that's why my card was suspended. Multiple because the other ones, yeah. But I've already gone through the other ones saying that they're okay, and the one that apparently I did want and did get is going to have to be okay. But the second one that you rejected, I have to figure out what to do with the company. Is that right? Well, yeah. Yeah. But the rejection one is out of the picture because it's rejected. The other ones are still in the picture. And according to what you just said and what I just told you, they're okay. And then you said, well, we'll have to see what happens on the account. Okay. All right. All right, so I'm talking to the company. Hello?
Yes, I'm still here.
Yeah, I'm talking to Lifestyle. It's a The second charge was from Lifestyle, correct?
It's for a smartwatch, Icons smartwatch.
The second one, are there two dates on the record about those two, the Lifestyle and the Best Living? Were they on the same day or different days? Same day. Which is the first of the two and the second of the two? Which one? 456. Okay. Ian? Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. All right. The 4:56 p.m. Living Solutions was for what?
Oh, for what, sir? I don't have anything stating for. I have a 526 of 21 for 2685, and that was for the mini pause and the smartwatch and the 1 year warranty
PM?
For the shipping and handling for both of those
wait,
products.
Wait. 5:26 p.m.
5 May the 26th of 21 at 3:16.
May 26. But they were both on May 26, ma'am.
Correct.
I need to know which came first.
Okay, they was both together, and then there was a charge at 6:10:21 for the mini pause, and then the other charge was the same day, but it got declined. So both of the items was going to be charged for the same day, 6:10:21.
16 of May 16th. Well, they're both on the same day, though, ma'am. Which is
June
the first
is
one?
June 6:10 of 21.
June 16. No, can't be June 16. May 16, correct?
June the 10th.
Oh, June
of
the 10th.
21.
Yes. All right, but those were the two. Those two transactions were on that day. Which came first? I'm asking.
Okay, the mini pods.
The mini pods from Living Solutions?
It says Icon Mini Pods. It doesn't say Living Solutions. It says Icon Mini Pods.
From Lifestyle? The first call I made to you was about Living Solutions. You answered the call. I talked to you. I found out that what it was that I ordered.
That's correct.
Now I'm calling about Lifestyle, and I don't understand what you're saying about that order.
Okay, so the...
How could that be the same, or was it not
okay,
the
so
same?
Okay, so they're under the same order, but the different companies are on with issues, the difference of the MiniPod and the smartwatch.
They both issue these items?
The one, the mini pods, that was for Best Living, and for the smartwatch, that was Sharp Lifestyle Goods. So on the same order.
So the Lifestyle is a watch. Wait a minute. Lifestyle is a watch, and Living Solutions is the mini pods.
Yes.
Okay. Now I got to understand. I only really wanted the mini pods. I didn't really want the watch.
Okay, but you placed the order on the same day for both of the mini pods and for the smartwatch.
Okay.
Along with the 1 year warranty.
But why were the charges for both of those were the same amount? $59.95?
Yes, that's the price of the mini pods and the price of the smartwatch.
$59.95 each.
Right.
Not together. Okay. Well, I'd like to return the watch. I can talk to you later about how do I do that. Okay. I'll call you back later about returning the watch. I don't want the watch. Is that something I can do?
Okay. So give me one moment.
two separate items. I thought they were together.
Okay, so you are able to return the watch, but we have to get that watch within the 7 days
I'll talk to you later. I'm in the bank right now, and I can't do what I need to do to find out how to do return it.
Okay, so well, no problem. Thank you for calling customer support, and you have a good day.
Okay, thank you.